This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. You just got me today. It's David. And on the phone, we've got one of our regulars, Rowan Sheehan. Hello, are you there?
I'm here, David. How are you on this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
Wow, the weather's beautiful. I went walking this morning and it was 2 degrees and it was cold, but it was beautiful being out in that beautiful sunshine. All right, so here we are. We're in a little bit of lockdown again, but hopefully it won't affect us too much with the arts in particular, because another kick in the teeth to the arts, as so many other businesses around town. But let's not go on with that. It's all been put on hold, Rising, which is supposed to have started this last week.
Wednesday. Yep. Look, it's sort of a strange time, because, look, we don't know if some of the shows may be able to extend, because we know that Patricia Piccinini exhibition at the Flinders Street Ballroom is going to extend.
Yeah,
but
just say I was lucky enough to go along before we went into lockdown to see it. It is, I believe, it's fairly heavily booked. So people go online and book for this, because apart from the art, which is absolutely extraordinary and a huge exhibition, but just being able to be in the ballroom. It's not finished yet. They've got a long way to go, but obviously it's safe enough for you to walk through. Have you been in yet, Rowan, to see it?
No, not yet. And look, like you, I really want to see the ballroom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's been one of Melbourne's treasures that's been closed.
Yep.
Since the mid-80s, and, you know, successive governments have turned around and have talked about what could that facility be turned into. And look, personally, I'd actually love to see it turned into a grand old cabaret venue.
Yeah.
Sitting that overlooks that whole outlook of Melbourne. Look, hopefully some of the other shows and installations that were devised for the Rising Festival will be able to extend. So look, hopefully we'll find out over the next few days.
Sure.
It's one of those interesting things that, you know, everything is just abruptly shut.
Yep.
But look, there's still things, lots of stuff still planning to open next weekend, subject to government directives. And we've still got a number of shows that are due to open, such as Frozen, which so hopefully Melbourne will be able to go to the world of Arendelle in mid-June. So Magic Mike Live kicks off.
Oh, no. Why did you have to talk about a show like that on an arts program, which is the biggest load of crap? But I get why women and a lot of gay men as well would like to go to it. Let's not talk about Magic Mike.
Look, something that was announced at ticket sales, it was previously announced, the Loom, which will be opening down in the Melbourne Exhibition Centre,
yep,
in September, which after a very successful showing in Sydney. It was supposed to open in Melbourne last year, but due to
COVID,
extended lockdown, yep, it moved to Sydney, and it's going to come back here. So,
and what is it? Tell people what it is if they don't know.
Well, look, it's an interactive series of projections in a number of rooms that highlight Van Gogh's work. So you'll get to see, though you won't get to see the originals, they're projections of the originals.
Yeah. Well, Opera Australia, Australian Opera, as they're known now, they did that with their one of their last productions here as well. It's the way the world's going. As a matter of fact, I'm even doing a TV show, which I'll give a little plug for, The Art Hunter, and my set is exactly what this exhibition and what Australian Opera or Opera Australia did here at the Arts Centre. So it's a way of the future, all this digital.
It is. And, you know, look, some of the other productions, you know, many years ago, Hairspray actually used a digital screens to do its settings as well. So, look, it is a way, I think, that, you know, arts companies can still explore implementing new technologies into their work. And, of course, you and I were very fortunate to see AIDA when it opened recently. And, of course, it's now finished its season and it's off to Sydney. And one of the other works, which I believe was the actual first one that they did, was Attila. So, and that's due to open in Sydney soon, and that uses the same screen, but of course different settings. So the Loom, yes, it will highlight and will tell a narrative of Van Gogh and you know, how he became his painting and his style and all that, and it's very immersive.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've seen so many movies, films, that they actually shoot in it. You know, people walk through it within the, you know, like, and they're having a conversation and whatever, or social media over the last 2 or 3 years, because it's been overseas for a while, has been full of it. So it looks pretty damn good.
Well, it is. So, and look, you know, tickets go on sale for that this week. So, look, and I think if the way it's seen, the audience has flocked to it, and I think once, you know, look, we can all hope that we'll be open again by next weekend and we can be back out and about.
I'm just focused on that, that we're going. That's what's happening. We're going at the end of the week. We're off to the theatre again.
Hopefully so. But look, if people want to look at things online, you look, Central Melbourne has a terrific resource of online content, and some of the new things that have been recently added over the last couple of months. David McAllister, who was the long-term artistic director at the Australian Ballet, there's an online exhibition dedicated to him, Drawn to Dance, and A Journey Through Design. So, and other things is you can see the costumes from the Dame Joan Sutherland collection, and having seen some of these costumes up close, they're absolutely stunning, and the meticulous detail that went into making these, you have to wonder how she actually got to wear these on stage, because they would be so heavy.
Yeah, well, especially the technology back then, they wouldn't have, you know, the fabrics would have been a lot heavier. But they were used to it. That's what the opera singers wore. You know, like,
well, yeah, they trained for it. So, so look. Going online, National Gallery of Victoria, you know, we're all hoping to see the French Impressionism.
Oh, gosh, I was so looking forward to next Thursday going to the media release. Oh, my God. But it will be next, you know, like, we'll be on the weekend. It will be open, so, you know, like,
it will, so we'll get a chance to see it, and we'll get to, you know, look at these stunning works.
Yep.
That many have never been to this country.
Yeah, and they're all from,
never will,
and they're all from one gallery. And we're lucky that they're doing renovations in the gallery because they've closed it down, and that's why the only reason we've got it.
Well, that's the thing. And look, I think we're very, very lucky. And you know, Tony Elwood and his staff at the National Gallery of Victoria are just so on top of these things. And you know, look, the way the exhibition will be presented, it will be visually stunning.
Yep.
So, look, we're so lucky to be able to, you know, go online and see these resources. But look, hang in there, people, for another few days. We'll be back out and about.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I know that got a 5-star, one of the back-to-back theatre pieces, which is part of Rising. 5 stars it got in yesterday's paper. So, you know,
I was supposed to go see one of the back-to-back works this afternoon, Small Metal Objects, which was presented at the Melbourne Festival many, many years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
On Flinders Street, and I was so looking forward to it because it's an interesting work about not just what's actually happening that you're watching on stage, but watching the audience on the peripheral, not sort of knowing what's going on.
Yep.
And I think it's this, you know, the juxtaposition of sort of the two worlds meeting one. Mm. So, and look, if it's the weather is like it is today, if we get to see it presented, but the work I think you're talking about is Food Court, which was presented this week. Again,
yep.
another stunning work,
yep.
And sort of it's become, the Rising became sort of a little bit of a retrospective for Back to Back's work,
yep.
Which, you know, it's one of these, you know, unsung heroes of the theatre world here in Melbourne.
Oh, Rowan, do you reckon unsung? I mean, say, as I said, you know, most of the sessions are booked out. They're doing three here. They're world famous. They travel the world.
Well, that's the thing. What I mean is that, you know, they've had so much success overseas that I don't think people realise that the work that they're actually creating is not only world class, but it's unique to the theatre fraternity across the world, that we have this company based in Geelong,
yep.
That's producing this, you know, work that travels.
Yeah, and they're people with disability as well.
That's right.
which
you know has its own set of, you know, logistics of how, you know, access and all that sort of stuff that goes with it. So look, hopefully we will get to see it. You know, there was other works, the Nightline, where you get to tap in on people's pre-recorded phone calls, which I'm still hoping that will actually be extended.
Oh, yeah, I reckon it will.
Rosalind Ode's work, sort of very verbatim. A friend did get to see it on Wednesday night and said it is one of the most, thought-provoking work.
Fantastic.
You know, you're feeling like a bit of a voyeur.
Yeah.
On it. So, look, as I said, you know, we may not be able to physically get into a theatre at the moment or into a gallery, but there's a lot of things online that we can...
Absolutely. And do you know what? Book now, because when we bounce back next week, there'll be people scrambling and everything will be sold out. So take the punt and book, because will be extended or whatever, but just book now and support the arts because it needs it. Rowan, how do we find out more about your website? What is it?
You can check us out at Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au. We continue to publish every day, so we have new content on the website every day of the week, usually except weekends. And there's some really interesting stuff at the moment happening, not just here in Melbourne, but throughout regional Australia and in some of the other capital cities.
Brilliant.
And regional areas.
Brilliant. Okay, so, good on you, Ron. We'll talk to you in a fortnight's time.
Thanks, David.
All right. See you later.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.